Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Schadenfreude? Everybody must have screamed, ah! He's a sung hero. A little pushy. Are you back from listening to Stairway to Heaven twice? Now, those are just words I looked up on the internet.
Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball, starts now.
Hello. I'm walking the streets of Nitro, West Virginia, and this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and what a 5 weeks, 5-6 weeks. Life comes at you fast. So the news broke a little bit ago that Hall of Fame basketball coach, WVU basketball coach Bob Huggins, informed staff and players that he is resigning from his position. Now, why would he do that? Well, cut to Friday, the Friday before Father's Day, and a lot of this, the news was breaking after I went to bed, is that it started with Bob Huggins got a DUI, according to like a police blotter, and then, just a lot of rumor, hearsay. Oh, was it Bob Higgins that got arrested? Whatever, right? So Saturday morning, here it comes. Confirmed, Bob Huggins arrested in Pittsburgh for a DUI. The news also was that he wasn't supposed to be in Pittsburgh. He was in Ohio, supposed to be in the Columbus area recruiting. And yet Saturday near a Taylor Swift concert, he was arrested for a DUI. It sounds like he was, according, and so the police report came out, and Huggins caught a flat in a leased university SUV. Three-fourths of the tire was shredded, and he was kind of blocking traffic. got out of the way, but kind of herky-jerky, had the glassy eyes and the signs of intoxication. Last remembered being at a Burger King 7 hours prior to the police showing up to the flat tire incident. Cut to sobriety tests that were failed, and he was brought in. And then from there, you know how the dominoes fall. It goes, the university's got to issue a statement. Hey, we're looking into this. And, 5 weeks ago, he said the thing on the radio and got suspended and got his contract revamped to down to 1 year contract. And essentially, like, hey, man, you gotta be upstanding, and we'll see where it goes. And then at 8:39 o'clock, I am assuming that in talking with the university, it was a Bob, we love you. Here's the options. You can resign. We will accept your resignation, given what you did yesterday. Hold on. I think it starts like, hey, Bob, good to see you alive. That was really dumb yesterday. You're probably still hungover. That was really stupid. Could have killed somebody. Definitely could have killed yourself. Could have killed others. Irresponsible. You've done this before? That's very, very, very poor judgment. So, given that, and you know how we had to have a conversation about judgment a few weeks ago, here we are again. And we used very serious words a few weeks ago. So here's the part where you resign and we'll accept your resignation. Or if you don't want to do that, then what we've got to do is tell you that you're fired. And so he got to resign. And that's it. I mean, that is the end of a 16 season run with Bob Huggins as the head coach at West Virginia University. And it's sad. It's a sad situation. Just at a personal level, don't know Bob Huggins. And I mean, it's a bit on this podcast. I wish this person the best in his future endeavors. I really do wish the best for Bob Huggins in his future endeavors. It can be a rock bottom situation that he comes out of this if he's able to battle these demons. Coach basketball again. I mean, West Virginia's going to play St. John's. And do you know the rap sheet on that coach and his age? I do. And if that guy can work his way back at his age, Bob Huggins can do that. So, but he's got to get right. He's got to take care of this. And I think he can, and you cannot be shocked to see Bob Huggins on a sideline in the future. What is that man going to do that's not basketball? But think about what that decision on a Friday night, what that leaves behind. All of the excitement built on building a very strong transfer portal recruiting class, you know, that could be decimated. I don't know the ins and outs of the transfer portal. And if somebody wants to leave, what are their options at this point? It probably involves a waiver. But that could be, I know, just thinking about at least a couple of the guys that came in, they were asked, why did you come? And they, you know, the first thing they said was not what the NIL money looked like, but they Bob Huggins. And now Bob Huggins is not the coach. And so thus, that's probably some or all of the guys that you brought in, plus guys that stuck around, Trey Mitchell and Joe Toussaint. And just everybody's in play of like, oh, he's not the coach? Yeah, I'm gonna respectfully go somewhere else. And maybe, and you may sit out a season, but you may just want to get out of town. It may just be, I'm standing really close to a dumpster fire and I gotta get away from the heat, no matter what that looks like. So that's a repercussion. This off the court, the idea of how much Huggins has done as far as fundraising, the idea of kind of being involved with a cancer center that's built in Morgantown, and the amount of funds through the fish fry and the foundation named after his mother. What happens to that? One night of terrible judgment really throws all of that into a state of like, what's going to happen with that? And just coming off of a 5 weeks ago, terrible judgment to run it back and do the opposite of what you need to do to kind of hold on to how you're written about and how you're thought about as having some kind of legacy that before these 5 weeks was secure, was very secure. And now how do you discuss the legacy of Bob Huggins without talking about how his career ended in Cincinnati, which the first domino to fall was the DUI, and then bookended by his career ending at WVU due to a DUI. Like, that's in the first paragraph when you talk about Bob Huggins. And just imagine, I was letting my father know, because he's not on the internet, about Huggins resigning. And Dad said, well, I'm glad Huggins got in the Hall of Fame last season. And Dad's 100% right. If he doesn't get in last year, and given how these turn of events have happened, he ain't a Hall of Famer. He ends up not going there. I believe that. And so, where does that leave WVU? Well, the next few weeks are going to be interesting. What do you do? You're in the middle of June, so you still got 5 months before basketball is going to take place. You've got 13 guys who all have question marks as far as where their future lies with West Virginia. The transfer portal is closed. And the guy, one of only two guys that got you to a Final Four in your program's history, is gone. What do you do? Do you, not even as far as next coach, the first thing that needs to be thought of is how to retain players. If you can do that. Listen, I don't blame any of these guys for saying, you know what? respectfully, after the last 6 weeks, I'm out. And so clean slate. But given the success they had in the portal and the talent that they brought in, whatever you need to do to retain that talent is what should be the primary focus. And so as far as hiring, what that looks like, as far as achieving that goal, I have no idea what that looks like. Is there somebody on the current staff that you give a 1 year interim trial balloon? If you keep these guys around, we'll give you a year. And if it works out, great. And if not, best of luck. And Ren Baker can try to get his next hire. gosh. Or you just rip the Band-Aid off, that it doesn't matter that Huggins staff is around, that the guys leave, and you just rip the Band-Aid off and start fresh. So, I don't know. But that's going to happen quickly. I think within a month, and probably sooner than that, we'll see which direction the university goes. But wow, I mean, just, we all knew that, just based on age, that it wasn't going to be a lot more years for the Huggins legacy. And so it ends at 16, 2010 Final Four, 2010 Big East Tournament Championship, multiple Sweet 16s, Hall of Fame inductee in 2022, 4 years of Press Virginia. For it to end this way, it's just a bummer. It's a really sad situation for Huggins and his family, sad for the university, sad for the fans. This is sad, but I'll admit this to you. 3 nights ago, I was watching Raekwon battle in Montana State's first round game versus Kansas State, just to see what his game was like for Montana State. And that guy is really talented at basketball. And the guys they brought in have good resumes. So much excitement. It's still like a gumbo of what do you got? But bringing all that together, retaining a lot of the key players from last season's NCAA tournament run. And I think you have pretty good expectations for the 23-24 season. And then what happens in May, and then what happens on a Friday night in June. And then it's over. What a run. What a 5 weeks. I think when the dust settles, it'll be a sad ending to his 16 years, but Huggins is the guy that took WVU to the Final Four in 2010. That stays on the books. That'll be in my first paragraph for Bob Huggins, is as a sports fan giving me the greatest month and really greatest season of WVU basketball in my lifetime. First paragraph, Bob Huggins' legacy for me. And then you've got, and then the second paragraph is the sad ending of his run at WVU and how things transpired. Man. So there'll be things to talk about into a microphone. Hopefully not things that involve me having to walk it out, but that will happen in time. Happy Father's Day, everyone. Gosh. Oh, happy Father's Day to Bob Huggins and all the fathers out there. Let's just see where things go and then reassess. I think more dominoes are going to fall, and they're going to fall fairly quickly. And so we'll see where the snow the snow globe has been shaken, and let's see how everything falls. Bob Huggins, please get the help that you need, and I hope things work out for you on a personal level, whatever that looks like.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.